This is Dr. Oliveros, dictating on June the 25th, 2024, on a patient by the name of Candelario Enriquez. First name is C-A-N, D like in Delta, E, L like in Lima, A-R like in Roger, I-O. The last name, E like in Echo, N like in November, R like in Roger, I like in India, Q like in Quebec, U, E, Z like in Zulu, Enriquez. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old Hispanic male that had a problem of a neurogenic bladder with BPH and obstructing nephropathy associated to hydronephrosis. The etiology of this hydronephrosis and neurogenic bladder probably was occupational. The patient was a welder, W-E-L-D-E-R, and he was holding his urine for lengthy periods of time, and he got used to that behavior and eventually developed the changes of obstructive nephropathy. Following number, the patient is CKD stage 4 that is related to the above. The CKD stage 4, he has a clearance that is 20 mLs per minute, and the serum creatinine is down from 4 to 3.34. He has been referred to the kidney transplant program in Tampa. He's active in the list. He continues to be in contact with them. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that has been treated with the administration of allopurinol, 300 milligrams on daily basis. The uric acid came from 11 down to 4.7 milligrams per cent. And interestingly, there was a change in the creatinine from 4 to 3. We are wondering if the hyperuricemia is playing a major role in the CKD 4. And we are pursuing the administration of Krystexxa to see if we can improve the situation. Krystexxa is a K like in kilo, R, Y, S, T like in tango, E, X, X, A. To see if we can improve the general condition more. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient had benign prostatic hypertrophy a couple of years ago. Dr. Povi, P-O-V-I, did a TURP. The patient has been urinating well, and he is passing a Foley catheter post-voiding, and he says that he's obtaining just drops of urine. In other words, he has been able to urinate better. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, arteriosclerotic heart disease that has been asymptomatic. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. The patient is improving. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. In reviewing the laboratory workup, we spent 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.